Today's daf in Masechet Brachot Yerushalmi is daf Lamed Beit, and we're holding about one-fourth of the way down at Yirmiyah Safa. Now, we were talking before about which Kriyat HaTorah to read on a Rosh Chodesh that came out on a Tanit Tzibur, vice versa, actually. So, Yirmiyah Safra, Sha'al Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rosh Chodesh Echaliyot B'Shabbat, B'ma Kor'in. Do you read the Parshat HaShavua, or do you read the Parsha of Shabbat? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, you read only the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and you put off the Parsha till the next week. Omar Rabbi Yirchalbo, Kamei Rabbi Yami. Basically, you could see that very clearly from the Mishnah and Megillah, because the Mishnah says, Lakol Mafsikim. All of the various holidays are Mafsik, the Seder HaKriya, and you put off the reading of the Torah that was supposed to be on that Shabbos for the next week. So Rosh Chodeshim, Hanukkah, Purim. So in other words, if any of the times, above mentioned times, come out on a day that there was supposed to be Kriyat HaTorah, so then you skip the Parshat HaShavua, and you read the Parsha, was no Geya that Moed. Yitzchak Esichora, Sha'al Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh, Echaliot B'Chanukah. What about on Rosh Chodesh Tevet? B'ma Kor'in, do we read from Chanukah, or do we read from Rosh Chodesh? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yitzchak said, we read three people from Rosh Chodesh, first, because it's Tadir, and then for the last one, we read from the Parshat HaNesiim in the Parsha of Chanukah. The Echad B'Chanukah, so Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Koyden. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna say that actually it was B'Shem Rabbi Vidimah D'min Chaifa Kor'im Shlosha B'Chanukah Be'echad B'Rosh Chodesh. Actually, we do it the other way around. We read three in the Parsha of the Nesiim, and the last one is from Parsha's Rosh Chodesh Lo'diach HaShloba Revi'i Ela Machmat Rosh Chodesh, because that way, in a normal day of Chanukah, we would not have read more than three people. So why are reading four? So it makes sense that the fourth aliyah should be the aliyah that is specifically for Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it has nothing to do with Tadir V'She'eino Tadir. In this case, it should be kavua that way, because the halacha adds up better in everybody's mind that way too. Ask the Barshalmiya Safra, who asks Rabbi Mona. Let me ask you something. Hagatz Mecham, think about this. If Shechal Rosh Chodesh Shel Chanukah Liyot B'Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah would turn out to be a Shabbos, how many people would be reading in the Sefer? Below Shiva in Korean. And obviously, wouldn't we have seven Korean? Obviously. But we're never Mamayat the Korean. So if that's the case, there should be no difference between a Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh to any other Shabbos in terms of the number of people that are coming up to be Korean. And if that's the case, Itlach Lamema, are you going to be able to say over there that the point is Shlobar Vi Elamachmas Rosh Chodesh? Obviously not, on the contrary. So in other words, it should be when Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out on a Shabbat, so over there everybody is made that we're going to read Rosh Chodesh and we're not going to read Chanukah, because over there on the normal time we would read Rosh Chodesh first. So why don't we do that on the middle of the week as well? Shaltino l'safra, and I asked this question to various Talmidei Chachamim, and I really stumped it. Rabbi Mona answered, well, Amar Lei, Ada Sha'ilta de Safra. This is a very nice question to ask to Talmidei Chachamim, and because of that, I must admit that I am stumped, and we should actually accept that Talmud is like Rabbi Yitzchak, that we do Rosh Chodesh Tevet, and then we do the Revi should be Chanukah during the week, exactly as you suggested, of Tadir V'She'eino Tadir. Now, the last thing that we read, Piska, in our Mishnah, was that Tfilat Erev Ein La Keva. So Rabbi was Mefakid La Avdan Amori. Rabbi, who had a Meturgeman whose name was Avdan, he said to him, I want you to make an announcement. And Achriz Komitzibure Mad Mitzale Yitzale Deramcha Ad Yom HaKoyim. I want you to make an announcement that somebody who is going to be davening Ma'ariv, such a person is allowed to daven while the sun is still up. And Rabbi Chiya Barva also was Mefakid L'Amore. We don't know the name of his Amora, but he told his Amora to say the same thing, that Achris Kamitzibura, Mad Mitzale, Yetzalik Deram Shad Yom HaKoyim. If you need to daven, you should daven while the sun is still up. Omer Rabbi Hanina once, Moshcheni Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi at Zabundik Echad. So once Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had me come into this pub, and he says to me, I want to be made in front of you, that Khan, it's Palel Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, davened right here on a Friday night, and it was still daytime, and he davened Mairiv of Erev Shabbos here. So you see that in fact you can daven Mairiv even though it's still not Shabbos. And certainly during the week it would be the same. Rabbi Ami, I heard that Rabbi Yochanan actually doesn't agree to that. And he is chaylev, because he says that actually you cannot say Arvit while the sun is up. So then, even if you would agree that it's aser, I mean, certainly on Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees that it's mutter for the simple reason, Lama, Shekei Mosifim Michol Al Kodesh. This is a strange place to bring that Rabbi Yochanan is chaylev. This is the one place where he wouldn't be cholek. So certainly you should be able to daven Shel Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, because you can make Erev Shabbos Shabbos if you're Meisav Michol Al HaKodesh. The Ode, and furthermore, it's clear that you can daven Arvis of Shabbos while it's still Friday, because actually, the Salkun Chumaraya Min Arav Litzipori, when the people would bring up the drivers in those days, and they were making deliveries, they would have the chamorim, and they were bringing it from the town of Arab, which is a distance from, obviously not a real reference to Arab, it was a town in Eretz Yisrael, and they made it to Tziporin. It was still Erev Shabbos, and when they got to Tziporin, they told the people in Tziporin, you should know that when we left Arab, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa had already davened, and he started an early Shabbos. So from Narek Varshavat, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa be'iro. So you see clearly that the minhag was to daven biba odion. And furthermore, Vaida Amrada, this question that I've asked, you are forced to say that the other thing that you said is simply wrong. Rabbi Yochanan never could have said something like that. It must be that he said it on this, not on the statement about Erev Shabbos, but rather another thing that Rabbi Hanina had said. And that was the Amr Rabbi Hanina, that once Mishachani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Tzepundik Echad, and this is how he got mixed up, because it was also, basically both of we're at this hotel, and he said to him that Omar lo kan nitpalel Abba, Rabbi Yossi, my father, davened in this location once Mitzray Shabbos on Shabbos. Now there, obviously, you don't have the sfora of Mosif and mi Kodesh Lachol. It's on the contrary, I mean, not Mosif Michol in Tekodim. And therefore, here you could say that indeed Rabbi Yochanan didn't like that. And I got to tell you that even on that Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have argued, because the halacha is that in general you can daven Meirah during the day, and therefore it shouldn't make any difference even if it was Mitzray Shabbos on Shabbos, because of what we just had, that Rebbe was Mevakid La'Abdan Amorei. Rebbe had told his Amora, Mr. Abdan, Achris Kamei Tzipuri Tzipura Mand Mitzale Yitzale Deram Shadu Makar. You can daven the night davening at the Tefillat Arvit while it is still daylight. And Ruchia Barvazri saw before was also Mevakid La'Amorei, Achris Kamei Tzipura Mand Mitzale Yitzale Deram Shah Ad Yom HaKoy. From that, it seems quite clear that Maisa Rab, and I look at the Maisa, and this is the way that Rab Rebbe was made, and this is the way Rabbi Abba was made, and there's no reason to argue on a story of Rabbi Yossi, who went ahead and davened Shom Mitzray Shabbos on Shabbos. Debate Rabbi Yanei Amri, and there's also another tremendous kurban, that is that once Allah Adama Mita Tov, somebody went into bed and remembered that he didn't daven Ma'ariv, you don't bother him to get out of bed and to daven, because Tfilat Arvit is Rishut, and because of that, okay, we're going to force you to daven again. That's crazy. So basically, it's Mashu from here, really, as Tosis points out, that even if you hold it's Rishus, you're only Mevatel it where it's like particularly painful to do it, like you already got into bed. Oh, my Rabbi Zeira, I could tell you that I accepted this, you know, but every time that it happened to me, I had an awful night. Nightmares the whole night. Call me Davina Avad Kain. Any time I did that and I didn't get up out of bed, I suffered for it, baby. And Avina Mefakid, but lately I was terrified the whole night long. Let me tell you something, it's a bad idea. let lecha, you should not be mekel on this. Elaka ada the Rebbe mefakid la'abdan amore achris kametzibur amanda metzali yetzali the ramshad yuma kaima. And Reb Chiya bar Va was mefakid la'amore the same thing. Manda metzali yetzali the ramshad yuma kaim. You want to be mekel and you're very tired at night and you can't make ma'ariv at night, daven in the day. But for God's sake, it's a terrible mistake to get tired, fall asleep, and then say, ah, okay, Tfilas Ma'ariv is rishus, I don't have to daven it. Oh boy, you are going to suffer. Om Rav Yaakov Aracha, Tanai Taman. They say over there in Bavel, so they say that the Tfilat Ha'erev Mahu, there's this whole story over there. What's the din of Tfilas Ma'ariv? Is it Chovar Rishus? And Rabbi Gamliel, this was this whole big argument they had over there. Rabbi Gamliel said it was a Chovar, and Rabbi Yeshua says it was Rishus, and you can mevatel it if you need to. Om Rav Chanina, wait a minute. I understand. I mean, that's no big deal. We had that machloket here, and it turns out that the machloket that you're quoting over there from a braita, that's the machloket that we just had over here, the gabi tefillat ni'ilah. You're daven tefillat ni'ilah in Yom Kippur, whether it ends up pottering arvit or not. So, I mean, that seems to be the machloket between Rav and everybody else over there. Seems to me it's dependent on that, you know, whether it's rishus, because I would say like this: Mandomar chova. If you hold that arvit is chova, so then obviously you're not going to be able to be pater with neila. How are you going to be pater shel erev? Because you can't use one tefillah to pater another tefillah that's a chova. Mashen Cain, if you hold that you don't have to say arvit when you say ne'ilah, so obviously it's because you hold that it's a rishus, right? So mandamar rishut clearly holds in ne'ilah puteret shel erev. So you're not telling me any news over here. Ma'aseh b'talmid echad shebav v'shalat Rabbi Yoshua. So now getting back to that bright, of course we know this whole story, and this was the famous ma'aseh where Reb Shimon bar Yochai caused an upheaval. So there was this talmid, and we'll see later on that it was Reb Shimon bar Yochai in the Bavli. So he asked Rabbi Yoshua, Tvilata Erev Mahu, is it Rishut or Chuva? Amarle, it's a Rishut. So then he goes over and he asks Rabbi Gamliel, Tvilata Erev Mahu, and Rabbi Gamliel says it's Chuva. So he says to him, Rabbi Yoshua, Amarle Rishut? Amarlo, okay, we'll see. The Makarkish Ganes Lebet Avad, tomorrow when I get into Beis Hamidrash and everybody's there, I want you to get up and ask this in public, okay? So Amod Vishalat Alakazot Lamakar. Amado Toto, me the same kid gets up, and he sha'al Rabbi Gamliel, Tfilat Erev Mal, is it Rishut HaChova? So Rabbi Gamliel answers, it's a Chova. Amar lo, so he says, but Rabbi Yoshua Amar li Rishut. Amar Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yoshua. What? Atu Omer Rishut. Amar lo, oh, me? Oh, absolutely not. Love. Amar lo, Amod HaRaglecha V'yiducha. You did. Why Rabbi Gamliel Yoshevet Doresh? Rabbi Gamliel left him standing there with Rabbi Yoshua Amid HaRaglav until finally the explosion of everybody, Rinanu Kol Ha'am, and they told Rabbi Chutzpita Turgman, enough! We're not listening anymore to the Shir. Haftarat Ta'am. Tell everybody the Shir is over. That's it. So he did. Amru the Rabbi Zino na Chazan. They taught the Chazan in those days meant the one in charge, the Shamash. Doesn't mean that, like in the Beis Hamikdash, the Chazan even doesn't mean a singer. Emor, tell everybody. So Itchil Vamari tells everybody, okay, time to go home. Itchil. Amdu kol ha'am ha'raglim to go out. Amru lo, they tell Rabbi Gamliel, ki almi lo avra ratcha tamid, as it says in the Navi, in Nachum. Say, who is it that you're doing such tsar? All the time you do this. Such a difficult person. Anybody has anything to do with you has to suffer. This is what it's been like since you became a Nasi. Oh, who of them knew it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah by Yeshiva. So they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the new Nasi to take the place of Rabbi Gamliel. And he was only ben Sheish Esrei Shana. He was at that time 16 years old. And Nitmalei Korosho Sevut, his entire head turned white in order that he should look older. Now we have, of course, slight differences that he was 18 years old, and indeed there are other gersos here too. Just like in the Bavli, it says 18, and there's also in the Bavli that those who bring the Yerushalmi says 17 years old, and others that bring from the Yerushalmi that it says 13 years old. So obviously there's some serious differences in the historia as it's said over. But in any event, Well, yeah, Rabbi Akiva Yoshev Mitzter, Rabbi Akiva really felt terrible that they chose this kid over him, even though, I mean, L'chora, he was a much greater Godel B'Torah. Why didn't they take him? So he said, Amar, the reason that they chose Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not that he's a greater Ben Torah than me. Lo shu ben Torah yoter mimeni, but he comes from a better family. U ben gedolim yoter mimeni, and has chus avos. What a chaval on me! Ashrei adam shezikulo avotav, ashrei adam sheyeshu lo yated b'mili talot ba. So because of that, look how I lose out. That I didn't have great people before me that I would have been able to be tayla on them in case the Rebbe Gamliel would come to be manish me, as it says in the Bavli. And what was yated atosh Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? It was Yadora Sirila Ezra. He was the 10th generation from Ezra HaSofer. So they felt that he would have the schus to be able to stand up against any pressures or curses, chas v'sholom, that would come from being Mitzayah Rebbe Gamliel in this case. And we know that Rebbe Gamliel used to be very makbid, and nobody was allowed into the Beis HaMedrash unless it was Tocho Kivaro, and that all of his real insides would show. Not that he put on any show of being frum, he had to be a true Ben Torah. And when they got rid of Rabbi Gamliel and they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Nasi, so Kama Safsalim Ayusha, how many additional Safsalim were added that day? So Rabbi Yaakov, it says there were 80 stools, 80 benches that Ayusha Shabbat Talmidei Chachamim. New benches were added on that day. You can imagine how many people would sit on one bench. And that's besides all the people that were allowed in that didn't have where to sit. It was standing room only. Chutz min ha'omdim la'achorei ha'gader. And they stood mamash on the other side of the fence in order to hear the shir. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avinomer, it was 300 safsalim ayusha. Chutz min ha'omdim la'achorei ha'gader. We know, of course, 300 is always a lotion of guzma. But it's interesting that the Lashon Gizma is Badafka 300, and in the Bavli it doesn't say 300, it says 400, it says 700, so it could be it really wasn't a Gizma according to that. Kodet Tanina Taman, like we learn in Zvachim, that over there it's talking about Shimon ben Azai, the Bayom Shoshivus, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, be Yeshiva, that was the day that they had the whole story in Zvachim. That was when Shimon ben Azai did his Eidus. And Taman Tanina, we find also in the Exodus that it says Zemidrash Darsh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Lifnei HaChachamim Bekerem B'Yavne. And since the Lashon of Lifnei HaChachamim, the Dorash Lifnei HaChachamim is a Lashon what the Nasi says in front of everyone, so you see that indeed it was that day when they were Misyashim in Kerem B'Yavne, and that was the day of the Idiot. And why is it called Kerem B'Yavne? Well, there was really a vineyard there. Echi Kerem Ayusham Ela Elo Tamidei HaChachamim. It means it was beautifully arranged, everything was beautiful there, as if they were all sitting as a vineyard. And of course, Kol Yisroel is always referred to as Karma Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, continuing the story with Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Gamliel. So miyad alachol Rabbi Gamliel etzul kol echad v'echad l'faiso v'beito. So Rabbi Gamliel apparently had spoken, it says over here, so many people suffered from you, and the Bavli doesn't mention this, just mentions a few people. He went to everybody, to their homes, to ask Mechila, and also Gabi Rabbi Yeshua. He came also to Rabbi Yeshua's home, and Yati Vavid Machati, he finds him sitting, and he is metalworking, he's making needles by dripping hot metal, not drying to a needle. Amar Lei. So he said to them, I can't believe it. You make a parnasa out of this, and you have to work like this. I can't believe it. But people don't take care of you. I'm shocked. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, you know, it's good that you finally find out the way the rest of the world lives, you know. Ba'at kadonat bo'i meida. So up until now, you never needed to know a thing about the world, right? It's indeed, you know, thank God we're rid of you. Look at the way everybody suffers. You don't even care. You're right. Na'aneti lecha, I spoke wrongly. And Rabbi Yeshua was ma'echolim. So because of that, they were shoch, Gabriel Elazar ben Azariah, chat katzah. How could they let him know? They were worried to tell him that he was no longer. They sold Nasi. Some say they sent him a koveis. Some say that the it was actually Rabbi Akiva. And Omar Lo, so whoever it was, so the messenger comes and tells Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, let me ask you something. Mishu hu mazeh ben mazeh yazeh? B'mishen lo mazeh velo ben mazeh. Yemar lo mazeh ben mazeh mimecha mimora ve'efrecha efer mikleh. I mean, a Kohen who has a yichus of a ben Kohen. So if he's meyuchus and his father was a bamaza of the Mefer Porah, the people who were tamei meis, but somebody, a newcomer who's not a Kohen, he's not a maza, his father wasn't a Kohen, he's going to tell someone meyuchus who was known to always be a Kohen, meimecha, meimara, what you have to sprinkle, that's not kosher, that's just water, it's not mayim that was from the mayim chayim el keli, and efrecha, somebody burned a ruler and pretended it was Efer Parah Aduma. So the same way, obviously, a stammer person can't come to turn himself into someone who has tainus against the Kohen who's being Mazer Mechatas. It isn't right that you, who don't come from the family of the Nasiim, that you should be the Nasi and tell Rabbi Gamliel that, you know, you guys are no good. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understood. So Amaro, he told Rabbi Akiva, he told the Koveis, Nidratzita, did you make up? If you made up, I'm very happy. Ani v'atem nashkim lepitchos Rabbi Gamliel, I will go tomorrow morning together with you, and I will present my resignation at Rabbi Gamliel's home and invite him to come back as the Nasi. Hafal piken, despite the fact that that's what he wanted to do, lo horiduoto, they wouldn't let Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah become a normal person, migdulato. Instead, they were mamane him the Av Beit Din, which is second in command, and even though this isn't mentioned in the Bavli at all, but it says over there that what they did was they switched off Shabbat Shalmi, they switched two Shabbatot to one Shabbat, that there shouldn't be any jealousies, and that way they both gave the drasha. Tav Lamed Beit. Bamei Korim. B'yosi Amir Korim Brachot Uklalot. In Bechukotai. Omalei Rebbe Mana. Begin Mo Da'aton. כי תענית רביעין על מועיהן, ולא ידעין תענית, אבל להודיע שקוראים ברכות וכללות. רבי יונה קפוטקאי אומר, כמי רבי יוסי בשם רבי יונה בן פזי, קוראים בראש חודש. קם רבי יוסי רבי יונה בן פזי, אומר לי, את שמעת מהווך עד המילתא? אומר לי, אבא לא אבי אומר כן, אלא בעין תו, הידי דינון יד, דורש ירחה, קוראים בראש חודש, אשר כל המקומות, קוראים ברכות וכללות. ירמיה ספרה, שאל רבי ירמיה, ראש חודש יכול להיות בשבת, במה קוראים? אמר לו, קוראים בראש חודש. אמר רבך בקמי רבמי, ומתנית אמר, כן, לכל מפסיקים, לראשי חודשים, לחנוכה, לפורים. יצחק זכורה, שאל רבי יצחק, ראש חודש יכול להיות בחנוכה, במה קוראים? אמר לו, קוראים שלושה בראש חודש ואחד בחנוכה. רבי פנחס, רבי סימון, רבי אבא בר זמינא, מתו בה בשם רבי אבדומי, בן חיפה. קוראים שלושה בחנוכה ואחד בראש חודש. להודיע לך שלא בא הרביעי, אלא מחמת ראש חודש. בר שם יספר שאל רבי מונה, הגה עצמך שכחל ראש חודש של חנוכה להיות בשבת. ולא שיביינין קוראין, איתלך למימה שלא בא הרביעי אלא מחמת ראש חודש. שתינו לספריה, אומר לי ועד השאילתה דספרה. רבי, מפקד לעבדנה מורי, אחריז כמי ציבורי, מה דמצ ליליץ לדרמשה עד יומה. קוראים רבי חייה בעבר, מפקד לעמורי, אחריז כמי ציבורי, מה דמצ ליליץ לדרמשה עד יומה. אומר רבי חנינה משכני, רבי שמואל ברבי יוסי אל צופונק אחד אמר לי, I'm being made to you that כאן נתפלל אבא של ליל שבת בערב שבת. אומר רבא מרבי יוחנן פוליק, לא הביא צורך מפלגה על עד הלמה, שכן מוסיפים מאכול על קודש anyway, not to mention the fact, ועוד, וסלקון חומריה מן ערב לציפורים, ואומר לו קרב שבת רבי חנינה בן דוסה בעירו, הייתה אמרה עד יומה רבי חנינה משך לי רבי שמואל ברבי יוסי הצופונדק אחד ואמר לי כאן נתפלל אבא של מוצאי שבת בשבת ואפילו אף עלה לא אבי צורך מפלגה דרבי מפקד לאבדן אמורי Achris Kamitzibura, Madamatzli Yatzli Dramshi Ad Yumakoi, Rebihir Barva, Befakidla Amore, Achris Kamitzibura, Madamatzli Yatzli Dramshi Ad Yumakoi. The very Bianai Amrina Allah Adam Amitato, in my Trichino tolerate. Omre Bizira Koman, Davina. Avid Cain, Avid Mafachit Malaylia. It's much better to be let the Chalaka out of the Rebbe that was Mafachit Lavdan Amore, Achlis Kumitzibore, Mandamatzla Yatzid Ramsha Ad Yumakoi, Rebbe Chia Bava, Mafkid Lamore, Mandamatzla Yatzid Ramsha Ad Yumakoi. Omreb Yaakov Bar Acha, Tanya Taman, Tvilata Erev Mahu, Rebbe Gamlil Mrechova, Rebbe Shomer Rishut. Omar Huna Atyan Elin Pagvatan, Bino Pagvan. Madi Omar Chova, Eni Ila Poteret Shalerev. Umadi Omar Shut, Ni Ila Poteret Shalerev. Umaase Betalmida Chachaba, Vishalet Rebbe Yoshua Betfilata Erev Mahu. Omar Le Rishut, Bofashal et Rabbi Gamliel, Tfilata Erev Mahu, Omar Le Chova, Omar Le Vah, Rebbe Yoshua, Omar Le Rishut. Amar lo, okay, l'machar kishekanez lebet avad, I want you to be amod v'sha'alat ha'alacha hazot, okay? L'machar amadat o tamid v'sha'al, et Rabbi Gamliel, tefilat erev ma'o, amar le chuva, amar lo v'ha Rabbi Yeshua, amar li reshut, amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, atu amar reshut, amar le mi? Ha, no way, love. Amar le amod arak lech v'yide b'cha. Rabbi Gamliel, Yosef Doresh, Rabbi Yoshua, Mina Raglad, Acherina Nukala Am, the Amul Rabbi Chutzapi, the Maturgaman, that's it, Hippaterata Am, Amul Rabbi Zino Nachazan, Amor, Etchil, the Amar Etchil Kalayam, the Amdua Raglian, the Amrulo, Kamilo Avaratha, Tamid, O Kuminut Rabbi Lazaban Azari, Bishiva, Ben Chases Rezanaya, Vit Malekoro Shasevut. V'ayah Rabbi Akiva Yoshev u'mitztaher v'amar loshu ben Torah yoter mimeni loshu ben Gidolim yoter mimeni ashrei adam shezachu lo avotav ashrei adam sheyesh lo yated b'mi leitalot ba v'chima haita yited l'shosh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shehaya dor asiri la'ezra v'kama safsalim hayu shem. Yaakov Bar Sisi Omer, 80 Safsalim Ayu Shom, Shetalmidei Chachamim, Chutz Min HaOmdim Le'achorei HaGader, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Avon Omer, 300 Ayu Shom, Chutz Min HaOmdim Le'achorei HaGader, Yad Tanina Taman, Biyom Shoshivu, Et Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ba'yeshiva, Taman Taninan, Ze Midrash Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lefnei Chachamim, Bikerem Biyav, Nevechi Kerem Ayu Shom, אלא אלו תלמידי חכמים שהיו עשויים שורות שורות כקרן. מיד הלך לו רב נחמן אצל כל אחד, רב גמליאל אצל כל אחד ויחד לפייצה בביתו. אז זו גבי רב יהושע. אשחיות יבובין מחתין. אומר לי, מה, אילן, את חי? אומר לי, מן ועד כדון את בואי מודוי. אולה לדור שאתה פרנסתו. אמר לו, נעניתי לך. שולחון, גבי רב אלעזר בן עזריה. Chat Katzar, or some say it was Rabbi Akiva, Amarlo, Mishu Mazeh ben Mazeh Yaseh, Mishenu lo Mazeh, lo ben Mazeh, Yomarlo Mazeh ben Mazeh, Milecha mei ma'ara ve'afrecha efer mikleh, Amarlo, Nitratzitem, Ani v'atem, Nashkim lepitcho shom galio, Afa piken lo ridu migdolato, Ela minu oto av beit din.